pervasive base. So we said, we spoke about the halachas of Yalav Yavar. Now, the current halal bedilug. So we read halal bedilug, which means you skip part of it. Ben yachid, ben tzibur, whether it's a yachid reading, whether it's a tzibur reading, you skip part. Now, you make a bracha. V'yeshar m'shat tzibur m'vorachim ala b'tchila likro sahalo. You make a bracha of likro sahalo. If the tzibur is reading it. So the Shulchan Aruch general has the gifts of on Yom Tzif where there's a chi of gomer of halal. So the gears of the Shulchan Aruch is you say ligmar sahalo. So Rosh Chodesh, you don't say ligmar sahalo because you're not gomer the halal. That's actually important according to the Shulchan Aruch. The correct nusach of the bracha is ligmar sahalo. You have to be very careful not to miss any words. Because you made a bracha ligmar sahalal, you have to be gomer the halal. Rosh Chodesh, the bracha is likroy sahalal, not ligmar. But he says, if you did say ligmar, you don't go back because that becomes like a lot of times. But that's the nusach of the bracha, and it's used meaning the deep kriya. Besef here, you say halucha. So some say that by an individual person reading himself doesn't make a bracha, but they're with the tzibur, they make the bracha. Try the other best manner.
No, thank you.
Okay. V'yesharim sha'avat tzibur ein mevorachal of lo b'tchil lo b'sayif. V'zal dasaramam. Some say that since it's, all of this is a minhag, the Gemara says that Kriya reading halal on Rosh Chodesh is not a halach, it's a minhag. So it's only a minhag, so you don't make a bracha on it. And that's the sheet of the Rambam.
In the base
matters. And that's the minhag in Eretz Yisrael. The Shulchan Aruch says that they don't make a bracha at all, like the Rambam. Hagoah. V'yesharim the gamo yachid mevorach alav. And that's the Rosh holds that you do make a bracha, which is what we do, each person, even Ashkenazim do. Even though it's a minhag, there are times we make a bracha on a minhag. That's the minhag of the Medinas of the Poland, etc. But it's better to read it with the tzibur, or not to get involved in this problem. So it comes out interesting, Allah Mishavir is going to point out that if you come into shul when they're saying halal, you should say it with the tzibur and then daven afterwards. This way you won't get involved in the shaila. Whereas on Yom Tif, where there's no shaila, you make a bracha on it, because it's there that's a full Yom Tif, except for the last days of Pesach. The days when you read a full halal, that's mikra din, that there's no shaila that yachid can make, because then you daven in the regular order. So that would be the exception of Rosh Chodesh because of that problem. So when one person is reading it, in order to make it like a tzibur, and therefore having more of a right to say a bracha on it, he should make it into a tzibur situation. How does he do that? So he has people respond to what he's saying. How is that? So he says, Hodu Lashem, and they answer, like a chazan would say, when he says Hodu, the people answer by Hodu Lashem. The Be'onah, he doesn't do that. That minhag, Leil Seder is brought down halacha that one person should say, if you have three people there, including women and children, even, by the Seder, so one person says, Hoidu, and other people respond, and the same thing by Onah. But in Rosh Chodesh, it's only Hoidu, not Onah. Okay. Mishabura, in Sukkot and Yud Beis, it's the last two words on page 566. Okay, you read the halo. This is a Gemara in Erechin. Hamakudash Chag, a day which is designated as a Chag, which means it has an answer of Malachim. Tone Shira, there's a requirement of saying Shira. But if it's not Makadosh Chag, there's no halacha of Shira, therefore there's no halacha of saying Halal Mikra Din on Rosh Chodesh. It's not Asr B'Seyas Malacha. El Shinogu Abbasin Alikroy, so there's a minute to read it.
That's why we skip in order to indicate that it's not a full rate, it's not an ikar chiyuv of halal, because the halal you must say every word. Here we're skipping. That indicates it's only a minute. Okay. So you skip those two sections, which is what we do. Some people have a different minhag of what they skip. Excuse me. The Rabbi says that the minhag, why what we skip, because the ideas which are mentioned over there are somewhat mentioned elsewhere in the halal, so that it's even we skip them, the points are really, really are covered. That's why we skip what we skip. Yud Gimel. And if you say ligmer enosar lachser, but you have it, the lashon germer eno bedavka al misha germer. The word germer doesn't only mean completing. Pamim germer v'lashon chachamim kumakari. You find the word germer to mean that you read it. Now, the Rambam is going to say later on that even according to Shulchan Aruch, the correct girsa, the correct bracha normally is the days that you say a full halal. The first 2 days of Pesach, 2 days of Shavuos, the 9 days of Sukkot, and the 8 days of Chanukah, that you say bracha of Ligmar, the Rambam says later on, it's better, we always say the bracha of Likra. He says, why, in case you missed the word, it shouldn't be bracha of Atala. So that's the Rambam says, that's why our minhag is, we say Likra, and the Sardim say Ligmar. Okay, some say even in the case of the Sibur does not make a bracha at all. That's the Rambam. You don't make a bracha on a minig.
We make a bracha.
Comes the Rambam, and the Rambam says that even each individual person makes a bracha. What do you mean? Why do you make a bracha? It's only a minig. So how could you say b'tzivanu? Asher kiddushom sa b'tzivanu. Hashem commanded us to do something which we're not mechuyev to do. We're not mechuyev to do it. It's a minig. So well, mesino harbor the worm shenem elam in haga v'alfa b'keim revorchim aleihem. There are things which are a minig which we do make a bracha. Now the Shartzian gives you an example. So the Shartzian in Yud Gimel says, "Come on, Yom Tov Sheni." We make a bracha on Yom Tov Sheni, even though we keep it al Sminig Avos Sheni Biyodeno. Because the Tosis was a rule. Because the Tosis of Eruch and Daf Yud, Shel Hashanah. Come welcome the Kai Dasher Ben Otam Biyodcha. The table of work, the Yochid Nam the Bitchilo. The Yochid does make a bracha. He doesn't have to say it. But once he's decided he's going to do it, it's not a bracha levatala. Just like kamosha noshim of orchas al until lulav shen levatala. Avishay baturis become welcome him mashoris loy adchan l'shon. Just like there's a concept in halacha of an enema tzilav va'isa that you make our minhag, not like the minhag of the Sephardim, the minhag of the Ashkenazim is that they women make a bracha. They have no shir kishom sabat sivanu and on the zulav. It's not true. Well, but since they get scarred like enema tzilav va'isa, they can make a bracha at the Ben Otam holds. The Rambam holds they can't. The Rambam holds that women don't make a bracha. The people minhag of the Sephardim is that women who do lulav or shayfer don't make a bracha.
What is Shana Rabba?
It's a minute of the Vim.
It's very old.
Right.
There's no bracha over there.
So that's this back and forth that we hear. And Mikra then, like the Rambam says, we don't make a bracha. And that, I mean, Hagalah Mavarchina is actually a Gemara that says why. The Gemara says we don't make a bracha over there, a minute of the Vim. Or better, the Gemara that actually has a machlokes, whether it's called minute of the Vim or Takanas the Vim. And Nachman Rashi says over there, so you make a bracha or not. So, but the mice of the concept of making a bracha on a minig is not unheard of. I tell you the difference over here is simply because this is something which is, sometimes it's not a minig, it's mikra din, and there is a bracha which is niskan for it. The same by lulav, for the man, the bracha is mikra din. Then we just switch and we say, okay, once we're, there is a Muslim saying the bracha mikra din, there are times when it's not mikra din, you make a bracha else, even though you're not mechuyev. Just like a woman makes a bracha unless she's not mechuyev. In other words, we draw that type of parallel. We're starting with the case where it was a chiyev. But to go make a bracha just for a minig, like Chabot is a Rava, where there's no halacha b'chal, it's only minig, that's we don't do.
Well, Yom Tov Sheni is minhag. Tomorrow
says
it's totally
minhag. Right, but again, it's the Nusach bracha was borrowed from, was taken from Yom Tov Rishon.
There's something to hang it on.
Right, so we're starting with an Ikir Din bracha, and then we say, okay, we'll make the bracha on the minig also. Mm-hmm. That's what the Beit HaTam is saying. Kamokam is our Adam of the Tezayan. The person should be careful to try and say it with the Tzibur. Says they das a poskim she yachid emav orchel. In order to be yotzei, the sheet is told that by yachid you don't make a bracha. Okay, b'lahachi kasu akrenim. Therefore, the Kranim said the following halacha: the imbol the basic kness is some chal. A person walked in right before halal. The hidden davin yet yikra halal tchila im a Tzibur b'hakach ispal. He should say halal with the Tzibur, and then afterwards davin again. Obviously, not talking about the case you're going to lose man kriya shema or tefila because of it. But assuming that. So you should daven. You should say halal with them, and then daven afterwards. Okay. So interesting question. Let's say a person in shacharis forgot yalav yovei. He realizes when the chazan gets to the yalav yovei. So if he starts saying shmoneh esrei a second time, he'll end up not davening halal with the tzibur. Because he'll start right now, right after the Moedim, you know. Yalva Yalva, he says, oh, Yalva Yalva. So he answers Moedim and says, start Shemoneh Esrei now. He's not going to have a halal with the Tzibur. So what do you do? Should you say Shemoneh Esrei right away, which is what you're supposed to do? You should say halal with the Tzibur. So that's an interesting question. Rishon Mazalman says that situation, you would say halal with the Tzibur, and then you daven afterwards. And Ruchem Kanievsky, the quotes over here, Ruchem Kanievsky says the opposite. So now you know what to do. Okay, because void. Dimhum be'emes of Pesukah Zimra. Furthermore, they said the following aloha. Let's say a person's in the middle of Pesukah Zimra. He came late, he's done Pesukah Zimra, and they get the halal. So after Mr. Bura, Yesh lo l'hafzik likras halim and Tzibur. You say halal then with the Tzibur during Pesukah Zimra. Now that's right. You gain over here that the bracha of Baruch Shomer and the bracha of Yishtabek will end up being your bracha tchila b'saif on your halal. And that's no shaila, those brachas are acceptable. Because those brachas you have to do. Why isn't it considered a hefsik? The ain't a hefsik, the legarba means more mshasiv and b'shabbos. It's not worse than we add different kapitloch on Shabbos. Milo yivarech ala halal abitchil abisayv. Yatsi b'mashe kvar berich baruch shomar abitchil abirchash yishtabak abisayv. So you say, you end up not saying the bracha. This way you end up without saying a bracha, but with saying a bracha in a certain sense. This all talking about since there's a tzad, you don't make a bracha. So let's do these things. So you say with the tzibur, you say with the tzibur in the middle of birchas and zimra. On regular yomtiv, we use finished the whole halal. Those mechayv be bracha l'kul yom. You bechi a bracha in the learner b'emtsa pesukah zimra. Shlo yafsed a brachas. You shouldn't. Say it then, you end up losing the brachas that you're mechuyev to say. Asher kedusha mitzvah mitzivah only kriyas ahalo or ligmoyas ahalo. Okay. In yahalucha, ermal shnayim yudzaim. Kem mishos shemer haydu yano gam in achrav haydu shemer ona yano achrav ona. So he has them say. That when he gets to the Haidus, they answer Haidu. When he gets to Ona, Hashem Mashiach, no, they answer Ona. But the Maaseh Arminig is by Haidu, not by Ona. But no, go by Haidu, not by Ona. Why? By Haidu, Shaykh, the Tvei, by Haidu, it makes more sense. The Rei Omer, Haidu, he's giving a command to two people, Mashiach, the Lacherim, Omer, he's speaking of the thing, you should give praise. Whenever you have an opportunity, you should have, you, if you're saying halal by yourself, you should say those, that part to two other people to respond. You're guaring that a tzibur, you're having your group saying it, so the bracha is better. Because of the ikir darbezeh, in al chachila bim ein mitzuyim lefanu shneim ein lalachsa achreim. You don't have two people there. You're not mechuyev to start going knocking on doors. Now I do think it means if you're in a shul, in a minyan, and the two guys next to you, you can turn to them and, you know, and ask them to respond. Obviously, it's talking about people who understand what you're trying to do. Otherwise, okay. How do Hashem kitay v'chulam chotay? You know, it doesn't help so much. You know, people understand what you're trying to do, so that you should do that. But you're not mechuyev to start going knocking on doors. Okay, gimel. Binyan apsukim shekayflim boy. Chen apsukim sheshliach tzibur oimer b'kol enem acharav kol mokim k'fim en hagav. The parts that we repeat, the psukim that repeat the places where the chazan answers, etc. The tzibur en hagav, and we do whatever we do. So the mishabur you test binyan apsukim shekayflim boy. Come and say my minig. Our minhag is to repeat from the pasuk of Halal, Haidu, all the way till the end of Halal, we repeat the, all of the psukim. Chem psukim, the chazan says, and the tzibur responds, the kalon acharov, and the tzibur says, tzibur armor Haidu Lashem, the kalon acharov Haidu Lashem, who are on Yermer and all Yisrael, the kalon acharov Haidu Lashem. Okay, now, so what about the Sibra? Do they say Yermano? Do they say Yermano Vesaron, Yermano Yirei Hashem? Do they say that those psukim or not? Kosokarim, the after Miris, Yermano Yisrael, Yermano Vesaron, Yermano Yirei Hashem, Yuchlo Hatsibra Lotis, Bimasha Shemepi, Sheikh Sibra, the Shemeka Oina. Mikra, then you could be yotze by hearing what the chazan says. Kamokam toiv yotze shiyamru be'atzmam benachas. You should say it quietly. The pama inu mechave, and sometimes you're not focusing. V'chein noigim kayam. That's the minute. So the proper thing is when the chazan says yamru hirdal sham kitav kilam chastoy, you answer hirdal sham kitav kilam chastoy, and then you say to yourself yamru no yisrael kilam chastoy. The chazan says, "Yermano Yisrael kilum chastoy." You say, "Answer Hashem Lashem kitoy kilum chastoy," and you say, "Yermano beisaroy." That's a proper thing to do. Okay, Dalit. Then you're not psaka. The person's interrupting. Halo. The emsa shoyel b'shalom adam shutzarich lini b'kavi. B'shalom chal adam. So, in Halo we deal with it. There's a lot of shoyel b'vnei akavir. B'meishu shalom l'chal adam. So that's less chomer than the in Shema. Alvin Acher lo yasik, but otherwise you can't interrupt. Chaf al afilu beemsa rosh alarmer beemsa aper. Finally, Abba Simchin samavav, but still the town bear had the rope. What's called the middle of the parak? What's called between the prakim? That's all explained before. Alvin Acher lo yasik, otherwise you don't. We do not interrupt. Chafes. Even between the prokem, we don't interrupt. The person should not be interrupting. Now, does the person answer Dvar Shema Kedusha? So, anything which you're allowed to answer during Brichas Kriya Shema, you're allowed to answer during Halal for sure. So, a person would answer the domain of Kel HaKadosh, the domain of Shemiat Tefillah, the Moedim HaNachtu Loch, Baruch Hu. Those things you would say in the middle of Halal. What about answering Amen to Stama Bracha in the middle of Halo? So that is a discussion, and there's definitely person said that you could. Interesting point that the
Amen Yishmei Rabo Amen Demir and Bol Mavimro Amen
Kadosh
Kadosh Kadosh Bchavod Hashem Dimkalma.
Correct. Okay, so
not the other remains in the Kaddish, not Yimloch.
So that's a machlokes what to do. It seems to me you can rely on that you're allowed to answer those parts also. Baruch Hu Rishma, you do not answer in the middle of them. And Moedim Anach, you say Moedim Anach for those few words. Now, if a person's holding in the bracha of Yehalucha, in that paragraph, and the shatz finishes ahead of him, does he answer Amen? So the Ber Locha before by Yishtabach, that says, if you're holding Yishtabach, and the shatz finishes the bracha, you do not answer Amen. So he wants to assume it would be the same thing over here. Okay, now the Rav said,
is it that wrong? Probably every single day.
Answer to me because the chazan was ahead of you. Yeah.
When you're shaking, you're always behind.
Yeah, I don't know how they shake quicker than me. Okay, Hagoah and sipped out. So, Vadavka Breshkada Shapesa, but Yamam Shane Gurman Halal. Breshkada said, then you have stuck, it didn't come a Kriyashma, finally comes him a tough pay chesifal. So, there comes along the Ramah, and the Ramah says there's a Chumra over here. There's a difference between the Din Hefsik by a day where Halal is a Chiyuv. Then it gets the halachas like by Birchas Kriya Shema. In the days where it's not a chiyuv, where it gets the halachas, it's more kulutik. So on Sukkis, you'd only answer a main of, not a main of all brachas, just a main of Shemaya Tefillah and a main of Kelah Kaddush. You'd only answer Kaddush and Baruch. You'd say, Medem Nat Allah, Baruch Hu, Hishmei Rabba, the main of the Amiron Ba'omo, and that's it. So the Mishaburuch of Gemmo, I answer Kamonsim Topaches, Shasham of Vor Hate, then I suffer. Okay. Hey. If Hibzik Boy Bashaw, a person interrupted the Kriyashma, he didn't speak, he just started waiting, stopped. Yeah, so those three words. He's not interrupting by saying anything. He's just interrupting by stopping and not speaking. Feel shocked at Ligmar Kula, and that time the time lapse that he kept quiet was the amount of time it would take to complete the whole Hallel. So. And it's our last of the rush. He does not have to go back to the beginning of Hallel. Because we find a certain halachas that a person interrupts in the middle of Kriya Shema, the time which is equivalent to reading the whole Shema, so he has to go back to the beginning. Over here he doesn't have to. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah of Talad. Vishraf, he looks, Shah, Machmas Arnis. Shayim Avokim, Shayim Avokim, Shayim Avokim, the Mishnah Berurah passes before, and Hilchas Kriya Shema, Hilchas Shema, this halacha of a shok that he kulo that he has to go back is only if he was shom achmas earnest. If a person interrupts, stops reading, but he could read further if he wished, so wished, it's only if he decided to stop for whatever reason, that's not considered a hefsek. If he's in a situation where he must stop, a child came with a diaper, made a dirty diaper, he has to stop now till they clean up the diaper. So meanwhile, he's waiting until it's taken care of. And it takes 7 to 8 minutes. Everything's done. That's the amount of time it takes him to read all of Hallel. So that situation, that's how long it takes him to read Shema, or more than that, right? So then he was sure, due to something beyond his control, forced him to stop. That's considered a hafsik. It's called Shalik Kedelik Merz Kulay. So by Shema, you have to go back to the beginning. So a person goes out in the middle of Shema to use the bathroom, so he can't read Shema in the bathroom. So you have the same situation. That's called a situation where he was shocked. He didn't say anything, but he was shocked with shtika, possibly kedeli gemaras kula. So he goes back to the beginning. Over here, you don't have to. And it's our last of the rush. A fila b'shoah shagarber mahal. Even not only on Rosh Chodesh, which is a minig, but even on the days which you finish all of Hallel, not me and it's our last, so you don't go back to the beginning. The Ramah passed before by Shema, you have to go back to the beginning. Even the days that you do, you have to say all of Hallel, it's all under Rabbanan. We're not mach, we're saying you have to go back to the beginning in the case of Yishar Ligmiskula. We should know, some disagree and say that in that situation, we deal with Hallel, equivalent of Shema. So the best thing to do would be go back without saying a bracha and reread those paragraphs. There he points out over there, I mean, there's an interesting question. So how long is Telegmer's Kulay? Right? So I take 3 minutes for Shema. The Chazan takes a minute and a half. What's called Ligmer's Kulay. So it depends on each person. So if I, so one of the advantages of davening slower is you don't have this problem. Davening faster, so Ligmer's Kulay goes very quickly. That situation. And let's say a situation, like, you know, today I'm, you know, usually in the weekdays, Halopsh, I don't know, 5 minutes, 4 minutes flat, Gansal, 5 minutes flat. Shabbos, you know, I take longer. Got on Shabbos, that was when it happened. But Shabbos, or Yom Tov, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to say it's slow. I'm not in a rush. I'm not going anywhere, so I'll say it more slowly. So you measure it according to today, not according to what you would have done during the week. Now, if this situation right now, I'm reading it more slowly, so that's how long it would take. A person reads it, Mafreya means out of order, that some of the later parts were done earlier. So that if a person makes a mistake in the holiday, he has to go back to where he made a mistake and correct himself. He can't just go back and say that posik. He has to read from that posik and onward straight. Yaksul Makam Shatoba, he goes back to the place where he made a mistake and he reads straight from there, in order that it should be in order. A person reads it out of order, he's not Yotzei. Nachkav Gemara, Minuksiv, means Vizach Shem Hashem, Vayom, Hulal Shem Hashem. From the east to the west, the flow of the sun, that's how Hashem's name is praised. Ma Hashem Mishalech, it's Kaseder, Mizach Lomar. We go straight, doesn't take a break in the middle of the day. Can a Hilul Tzarech Liyos Kaseder Dafka, Vayom, Afreya. The Hallel, which you say to Hashem, has to be in the proper order. Now, that the issue of out of order is referring to the psukim out of order. What about if a person read one paragraph in one of the later paragraphs of Halo earlier, the whole paragraph?
There's one pasuk.
I'm hitting parasha luchaverta. I'll be sheein rishay. You're not supposed to do that. But you have your yotze. Where do I see that? Kileel b'simin samadal in Kriya Shema. The b'diyev, if you change the order of the kapitlach of Kriya Shema, you're still yotze. That's what the chara should have been. So the mishabur ben lemaisana al b'kam achar nemachmirim gabi howl afilu b'parshiyos. They say even the parshiyos out of order is a problem. Why is that? Kimesvichem heim zelazeb b'tilim. They're written. They are in the order of the psukim in Tilim. There is a specific order. Because you'd have to go back and read it again if you read it out of order. To say a bracha again, that's a different story. Furthermore, even in a case where you're doing the psukim out of order, which that's clearly a problem. Could be you don't make a bracha a second time when you're correcting yourself. On Rosh Chodesh. In other words, on the days you're gerber on the halal, I understand you make another bracha. The days of Rosh Chodesh is a minig to make a bracha in that situation, that's already an answer pasha. So you go back to where you made a mistake, chum sign. But it's learner. You deal like pasuk echad, when he skipped a pasuk, you realize afterwards. Lo yarmer ben mokum sheniska, don't just say that pasuk right there. Because that'll be out of order. You repeat that pasuk, and then v'yarmer al seder out of the slip. Then you read from there straight to the end. V'imenu yodea beis and welcome to. I'm not sure exactly where the mistake was. Yachzul the rosh parsha v'shinav b'leisup. You go back to where the question arose. Mitz Zion. Mitzvah kriyas halam uba. The mitzvah says hal is when you're standing. Chav ches momod. Pesha hal edus shvachay shal mokim. Niflo yisav v'nifzim sha'osalon. We are testifying the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the great miracles that he did for us. Mitzvah edus v'amidu. We say edus standing. The ones which are standing. Okay. So why don't we stand by the night of Pesach by the Seder? Because we divide it up. So if we have to stand, we have to stand up, sit down for the meal, stand up. We don't expect them to stand up. And at the moment of Haseba v'cherus, the person is inclined. Or he's sitting. A person who can't stand, a person who didn't stand, would be Yotze, he would be Yotze sitting. The person who's weak would be allowed to sit, because for him that's a B'di'evit. Now the Bir Aloha is an interesting question. The Mishnah Berurah says, if you're not sure exactly where you're supposed to go back, so you go back to the parsha where the question arose. Why don't you say something to Rabbanu Lekula? You're not able to go back at all in that situation. So the Bir Aloha, Lomokam Shetoboy, he says, this Aloha is, the Rabbanu Yerucham takes it out from the base, Bishyosa takes it from the Brit Kos Rabbanu Yerucham. That's the first wide line of the Bir Aloha. Not sure where he got it from. There you will have to read again. Which is the Rabbana, so you're not going to have to go back, period. You don't know where to go to. The second parsha of Shema could be is the Rabbana. So you finish off. So why over here do you have to go back? We could argue that he made a bracha, so the problem here is bracha levatola. So therefore, he's mechiv to go back and correct himself and just say, "Well, I'm ignoring, just go right there." Mm-hmm. But you weren't yet to your bracha. Mm-hmm. So that's not a good idea. Mm-hmm. Now, this issue of lo sisa, it's interesting the way he writes over here, because before in Reish Tezvav, it's the locha, has the locha of bracha levatola. Over there, he quotes the Rambam. The Mechaber quotes the Rambam that you're ever lesisa when you say bracha levatola. And the Mishnah Berurah brings that most acharonim do not pass like the Rambam, and they hold it's not the bracha levatola is not the right. It's the Rabbanan. It's interesting that over here he brings that up as a possibility. That there's a, since you made a bracha on the halal, it's like a bracha lebatol, which is the derisa, so that's why you can be mekel. That's why you're mechir the makmer and go back and correct your possible mistake. Okay, that's some tough cut days. Let's touch a little bit of tough cut. We're behind, and we're supposed to be holding a tough cut dollar already this week.
The second parsha of the
Kriya Shema
might only be
Midrabanan. Correct.
Yes.
The third parsha
of the.
Third parsha is the Raisa because of Skiris Tisman Mitzrayim. This is the Olive. Kaddish Tiskabel. After Hal, you say Kaddish Tiskabel. And we're seeing Sefer Torah. We're currently our boy. You take a Sefer Torah and you read four people in the. Four people read from the Sefer Torah. You can't add any more people. There's no halacha of saying him after. Okay, it's at Mishnah Berurah Aleph. Tiskabel klal the kol yom sheish b'musav erim kadosh tiskabel akher halal the husiim and the tefila shachrus. So that's in the shachrus. Remember, you say a full kadosh. Now, the halal is really, excuse me, the kaddish is really going back, at least partially going back on the Shmoneh Esrei. The person should not really be talking in between the Shemoneh Esrei and the Tekadat Chizkabel. Famous question that he brings over here in the Mesiv Dirshu is where a person by mistake only said a Chatzi Kaddish after Hallel.
He did what?
They only said a Chatzi Kaddish.
Chatzi Kaddish.
You know, they're on Boma, and it took 3 seconds. Step back and took on the Sefer Dirshu. Yeah. Now, what do you do? So he brings over from Chaim Kanievsky that you would buy the Kaddish on the Sefer Torah, you say full Kaddish then.
Really?
That's how you do. I remember Tells it happened one time, and Rashi Ram Chaim told the Chazan, was holding the Sefer Torah ready to finish up the last three lines right then. Yeah.
This guy will.
Yeah. So he did it. First time, the last time ever, so somebody said, this Kaddish holding the Sefer Torah. Let's say sometimes you have a situation where they have a shul where they have a special, somebody else takes over for a halal. So the person at Daven Chazor Hashas, he's the one who says Kaddish Tizkabel. Okay, let's hold it here.